And the premise here is that there are interested parties, as Ben was alluding to there, who are suppressing the price of gold. What evidence do you have for this?
Well, we collect the documents of central bank surreptitious intervention in the gold market. If you look at the records of the Bank for International Settlements, the International Monetary Fund, statements by various central bankers, there's admissions of this all over the place. Last year, Alexandre Gaudier, the director of market operations for the French Central Bank, told the London Bullion Market Association meeting in Rome that the French Central Bank is active in the gold market for its own account and for the accounts of other central banks nearly on a daily basis. We have a PowerPoint presentation that was distributed to prospective central bank members by the Bank for International Settlements a few years ago, in which it advertises secret interventions in the gold market as being among the BIS's services to prospective central banks. There's documentation of this all over the place, but I don't think the central banks worry about it because they're never questioned about it. We encourage news organizations, mining companies, individual investors to question central banks very specifically about their gold swaps and leases, the mechanisms by which the central banks create this imaginary supply.
Let's take this one stage further. If they are active in the market, what is their raison d'etre? What are they trying to achieve?
I think they're trying to rig the currency markets. They're trying to defend their own currencies and bonds. There was an academic paper written by Larry Summers, who became Treasury Secretary in the United States when he was economics professor at Harvard. Gibson's Paradox and the Gold Standard was the name of the paper. It described the historic relationship between gold and interest rates, the inverse relationship. It implied that governments could reach their nirvana of high government bond prices, low interest rates, if they could get control of the gold price. But governments have always tried to control it. In the 1960s, there was a mechanism known as the London Gold Pool, which is a public coordinated scheme of dishoarding of gold reserves.
If they were so organized at suppressing the price of gold, why are not only Gordon Brown, but other central banks and governments accused of selling reserves, certainly in the West, at too low a price, and in the end seeing the price triple and quadruple or quintuple, having done those trades?
Well, you know, the disparagement of gold today is that even with that increase, its price has not kept up with inflation. The reason is, we believe, that central banks have created this vast imaginary paper supply of gold through gold swaps and gold leases so that there's, you know, probably 10 ounces of paper gold sold for every gold that exists. And as long as people do not take delivery of the gold they've purchased, the gold price does not go up.